Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It went from not being a big deal to it potentially being a big deal because I thought the advice that we gave on Friday was pretty cut and dry. This was going to be an easy one.
Yeah, so our listener is a college senior, and she has an amazing tutor who's been helping her all semester.
Amazingly hot.
She calls him a lifesaver, and she thinks she wouldn't even graduate with his help. Like, he's so critical to her graduating that she has to have his help for the rest of the semester. But plot twist, while she's been catching A's, she's also been catching the feels and wants to ask him out. But she knows, though, that if he shoots her down, he might just walk away from their tutoring setup, and she doesn't want to jeopardize his professional reputation. So she didn't know if she should shoot her shot or keep quiet about her feelings. We told her to put them on ice and ask him out once the semester ends, and she has graduated, and that's where we left it.
Run that catching A's
line behind me again. While she's out there catching A's, she was also catching feels. I saw your face. You almost threw me.
I just always get tickled because you spend so much time like writing your teases, which I think is really, really cute.
Thanks.
Okay, so the email update here. This one was going to be easy, right? I mean, just wait to the end of the semester and then go ahead, ask him out. All good.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I probably should have clarified that I wanted to ask him out now because school is several hours away from my hometown. I'm heading back home after graduation, so I figured if I wanted anything to continue with him long distance, then I'd need more than a date or two to get him invested enough in me. So I decided to take the leap and ask him out on a date. So I texted him, and unfortunately, he politely declined.
That was harsh. Well, you know she's a listener, right?
What does that emoji look like?
I was going to play The Price is Right. Dun, 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 dun.
I instantly regretted it. He was really nice, and he tried to explain that it was just because he doesn't want to cross any boundaries. I understand where he was coming from, but I can't help but wonder if that is really the reason. If it is, then should I try again after our tutoring is completely over with? Now, here's where I need more advice. We haven't had a session since I asked him out, and I'm honestly really nervous about seeing him in person again. I know I need to be professional and focus on tutoring, but I can't help feeling embarrassed and worried about how awkward things might be between us.
Tried to warn you.
Sure did.
So what can I do to make the situation less awkward when we meet again? Should I address the situation up front and apologize for any discomfort I might have caused? Or should I just act like nothing happened and dive straight into the tutoring?
Option B.
Yeah. If I'm her, I'm going in straight delusional. I didn't send that text.
No.
I didn't ask you out. Mm-mm. There's no awkwardness. Just give me my A's. Tutor me. Get me out of this place so I can find somebody else.
The way he responded and respectfully declined because he felt it was unprofessional. So that means in your next tutoring session, you must keep it professional. And keeping it professional means not talking about that uncomfortable text you sent asking him out. You keep it strictly. What are you making that face for?
Because for me,
yes,
it would be like the elephant in the room. And I feel like just for my own peace of mind, I would have to come out and just go, I really want to apologize for that text I sent. Totally out of bounds. it's not going to have any effect on how we study together. That's over, and I am so sorry for putting you in that position. Because if it's lingering there, it would be on my mind the entire time, and I don't think I would be able to like actually listen to what they're saying.
The way you put that, and the way it came across, very genuine, authentic, and like, I think if she says it like that, just like that, doesn't deviate from that, I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm with Bird on this one. Because if I'm him, I would want her to do that because it would feel awkward, the lingering of it. So if she would have just come out and said, you know, I'm sorry about that, I shot my shot, and I would feel like, oh, it's all good, don't worry about it. Then we can get back to business as usual.
Now, if after you do that and he's like, oh, not a big deal, no worry, like, you can't be like, you see that and be like, oh, so he accepts my apology. Maybe if I say, well, after we're done with our tutoring session, we can revisit this.
No.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Right. No. Let it go.
No, no, no. You know what? You're young enough also where it's just like, you know, I was buzzed. That was stupid. I would never do that. Just want to let you know it's in the past. It will never, ever, ever happen again. And then it's over for everybody. But then, like you said, you got to stick to it.
You have to.
Right.
Don't say it won't never happen again then. Just apologize for doing it then. And then once you've graduated and he's no longer in your employ,
yes.
Then you can ask.
Hey, I'm buzzed again.
Are you sure?
Listen, it's the Bert Show.